Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 74. How long does grieving last? I asked that question, and the question's been asked numerous times to me. When I asked it, I got the pep talk answers. Give it time, Ray. It will go away, Ray. Time heals. In some ways, they were all right. In my experience, grieving isn't something you can put a number onto. If I broke my ankle, the doctors would tell me it will take 6 to 12 weeks for the bones to mend. When I was in academia working with my doctoral students, they would ask me, Ray, when will I finish my dissertation? My answer was always the same. You'll finish when you finish, not a minute before. That was my cryptic response to my students. Little did I know that I was going to get a taste of my own medicine. Yes, I learned that grieving ends when it ends. The follow-up question is a bit more complex. How will I know when grieving ends? That's a more difficult question. A student who completes his or her dissertation celebrates. The student graduates and moves on to their next life stage. One who grieves isn't quite sure when grieving ends. It does end, that's for certain. The tears don't flow as often. Life takes on a more normal existence. New habits and routines are formed. What others don't see is that grieving leaves behind a transformed person, knowing there is an emptiness inside. I don't think being aware of the emptiness means we're grieving. The emptiness is a remnant of our grieving. I also believe that the emptiness isn't necessarily permanent. How do we fill this emptiness in a way that leads to emotional health and well-being? Stephen Hawking, theorist and cosmologist, said, "Remember to look up at the stars and not down at your feet. Never give up work. Work gives you meaning and purpose in life, and life is empty without it. If you're lucky enough to find love, remember it is there and don't throw it away." I like those three responses: being optimistic about life and looking for what's good in it, committing ourselves to work, whatever type of work, and finding meaning in what we do, making a difference. That gives us something purposeful to do. And if love comes into your life, and I believe it does in many different forms, don't be afraid of it. Let yourself love again. How can we look up at the stars when we feel empty? It's easier for optimistic people. Some people are just that way. I think I'm one of them. For other people, it's more difficult. I'm not sure if it's nature or nurture, or somewhere in between the two, that makes us optimistic. We can choose to look up at the stars and see what is good in life. If we choose to believe our life is over, after we lost a close loved one, we're right, it's over. All we're waiting for is the dying to occur. If we believe that we were blessed by having the one who died in our life, and our best days are still in front of us, then we're right. Our best days are ahead. Khalil Gibran wrote, "Your living is determined not so much by what life brings to you, as by the attitude you bring to life. Not so much by what happens to you, as by the way your mind looks at what happens." When we look at the stars, a miracle begins to take place within our bodies. Our mind and body begin to connect in ways that perhaps they hadn't connected in a long time. Dr. Deepak Chopra wrote in his book, The Book of Secrets, Unlocking the Hidden Dimensions of Your Life, "The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make any decision, it works around that decision. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action that you experience." If this sounds too mystical, refer again to the body. Every significant vital sign, body temperature, heart rate, oxygen consumption, hormone level, brain activity, and so on, alters the moment you decide to do anything. Decisions are signals, telling your body, mind, and environment to move in a certain direction. The challenge is ours. If we want to stop grieving and start living, we can decide if we're going to plant a garden or make a graveyard. We can choose to prospect for gold nuggets in the relationship we had with the person we lost. We can choose to honor that person by showing them that our best days are in front of us. It's not going to be easy, because we'll still feel the emptiness. Some days we'll feel it more than other days. If you've ever had a bum knee or stiff back, you know how the weather can affect it. There will be days like that. Okay, everyone has days like that. You and I are not alone on planet Earth. All over the planet, people are experiencing what we are experiencing. You and I are here for a purpose that is unique to you and me. We're not here to sit on our hands and feel sorry for ourselves. We're here to live, to sing, and to dance again. Tagore tells us, "The most important lesson that man can learn from life is not that there is pain in this world, but that it is possible for him to transmute it into joy." We can do this. We can look up at the stars. We can embrace what is good, holy, and wonderful about life, and enjoy every moment of it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, never quit, never give up. Good things are coming your way, and you know it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.